the hell who's calling me? What's up, Rumi? What can I do for you? Huh? You'll be home late. Thanks, I guess, for the schedule update. Forgive me, but did we have plans I wasn't aware of? Was there something I was supposed to be doing? Because it's like I got nothing. What's up? Oh, okay, yeah. I'll let them know you'll be late. Like, who's all coming over, by the way? Are we hosting something? Do I have to, like, straighten up? Like, what's the frequency, Kenneth? Oh, it's just one person. Who? Who the fuck's coming over? What do you mean, some nobody? Look, if I'm letting some rando into our apartment, I kind of want to know who it is. You know, like, wait, what, wait. Hold up, hold the fuck up. Is it him? Do I finally get to meet the infamous fucking friend with benefit? What? Why are you embarrassed? No, you need to get yours. You get it in where you can fit in, okay? I'm proud of you. If anything, I'm fucking proud of you. He sounds like he's a good one anyway. Either that or you're really just over the top with fucking faking it. Like, you're just doing way too goddamn much. Oh my god. Seriously? We live in a, like, fucking 1920s apartment. I'm sure the entire fucking floor can hear you too. Oh, okay. How long do you think you'll be? Alright, cool. I mean, I'll keep him hydrated until you get home. Like, I'll keep him alive like a plant, I guess. That's the best I can do. I'll even offer to give him some pineapple I just cut up. Bitch, shut up. I'm teasing. I mean, you know, if that's what y'all are into, whatever. But I found your keys in the pantry of all fucking places. I don't know what the fuck you had going on while you were in there, but that's where they were. Anyways, I'll open up for you when you get here, okay? Just get home safe, and I'll see you in a little while. Okay, later. Okay. Fuck, he's coming. I have always wanted to put a feast to the voice and the fucking moans, goddamn. I wonder if he's cute. I mean, with the way he makes her fucking scream. He could look like goddamn Quasimodo for all she fucking cares. I mean, oh shit. That must be him. Hold on, I'm coming! Hi. Wow, you're hot. I mean, fuck. I'm sorry. That just slipped right out, like word vomit. She's not home yet. Who am I? Sorry. We've officially never met. I'm her roommate. Come in. She called and gave me a heads up that she's running late. And yeah, I definitely just... I don't randomly invite people in, so there you go. But anyway, she's stuck in a little traffic or something, and she shouldn't be too long, so... But yeah, you can sit wherever you want. Couch is fine. Can I get you something? Water, beer, wine, milk, Capri Sun. I mean, don't judge me. I like what I like, but whatever. No? Okay. What am I watching? Nothing. Just trash TV. I was actually going to start one of those crappy 80s horror B movies because they're fucking hilarious and they're great. They're classics. So there you go. So... Let me ask you something. How long have you two been fucking? sorry. I guess that was just a little too direct, right? I'm sorry. I was just trying to make conversation. Just forget that I even fucking asked, okay? We'll just continue to awkwardly stare at the TV in silence until she gets here. If that just makes it any better. What? Oh, a few months ago. Oh, what, like 2 or 3 months ago? Wow, that's not a few, my dude. 6 months is damn near a fucking commitment. Shit, that's longer than most of my relationships. Yeah, it is. Like, so what's the story behind that? You're very attractive, and she's fucking hot. And you guys have amazing sex, so... What? Will you calm the fuck down? It's like... You guys really aren't particularly quiet about the shit at night, so seriously. And the walls, they might as well be made of fucking paper. So, what's the story with that? Oh, you asked. And she said she wasn't ready. I see. Well, at least that means you aren't tied down, right? Silver linings. What? Don't judge me. You're the one here for a dick appointment. I mean, besides, that's the whole point of having a friends with benefit, isn't it? If not, that makes you... Hell, I don't even know what to call that. An emotional fluffer? Like, that happens to have an A-plus dick game. It's a dumb joke. Well, how about this? If it's any consolation, I think she's an idiot at times. She is. Like, she's my best friend, and I know the whole chicks before dicks motto, but her relationship decisions, they're just whatever. But what do I mean? Well, look at you. I'd lock you down before you had the chance to run off to your next dicking appointment with somebody hotter. I mean, she's crazy for not wanting to keep you for herself, but hell, I have half a mind to use you to break my dry spell. Oh my god, are you blushing? Look, how about this? As big of a slut as I am, I'm not interested in being part of your harem, though. Besides, I like a challenge, you know. A chase, if you will. Anyways, how many others are there, Mr. Friends with Benefits? Oh, come on. Like, a gentleman never tells bullshit? Don't give me that. I mean, who would I tell that would make any significance to that? Because clearly she's not worried about it, but I'm not going to tell her. But how many other chicks do you make scream like my roommate does? I definitely want to know. As an inquiring mind, 3, 4, or 5, maybe? Bullshit. I don't even fucking believe you. Why wouldn't you? What? You don't feel the need. Okay, baby. It's a whole new world out there, and you have a hall pass. You get it. A get out of jail free card to fuck anyone and everyone to your heart's content, and you aren't using it. She's your only one the entire time. God damn. She does have you wrapped around your finger. You're just a big old swasty. Oh, you're so fucking cute. No, I'm teasing. So what is it? Like, too chivalrous, too much of a gentleman? Because I have a hard time believing that. Why? Well, considering the noises I've heard through the walls a few nights you've stayed over. Yeah. What? A perv? Oh, get the fuck out of here. I am not. I may be a lot of things, but a perv? Yeah, that's not that high on the list. But I mean, the thing is, like, it's hard to not listen when you're making my sweet, innocent roommate crawl to you on all fours, like a, what was that phrase you fucking used the other week? Like a bitch in heat. And I'm also quite sure, as the honorable man such as yourself would never make his lover lick, and I quote, every drop of daddy's cum off of his dick, would he? Daddy. I mean, unless you're into that, but... Whoa, did you just, like, adjust yourself? Oh my god, are you getting hard? You are so fucking bad. What was it? Hearing your fuck buddy's roommate call you daddy. Or maybe, just maybe, you were imagining what I was doing while I had my ear pressed against the wall that night. Well, not really pressed. All I had to do was just kind of lay there, take my earbuds out, and there it is. You know what? You can fight it all you want, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, but I know there's a whole other man behind this facade, and I just have to coax him out after all. I mean, even Achilles had his heel. So, tell me something, baby. What does a girl have to do for you to be less of a gentleman? Oh, please, drop the fucking act, baby. I've been roomies with this girl since, like, college. I mean, like, when I say I've never heard her make the noises she's made with you, I was almost convinced that nobody can make a woman scream like that. This honorable man apparently can. But just admit it, baby. You've thought about me. You've caught glimpses of me in the shower or changing in my room as you ran out of the apartment. No, never? How unwavering, Mr. Chivalrous. Then tell me, what happened last weekend? And don't play dumb. You know exactly what I mean. Remember? After she fell asleep. After getting the life fucked out of her. Coming back from the kitchen when you heard quiet whimpers and moans coming from my room. Oh, you didn't think I saw you, huh? Hiding in the shadows of the hallway. Watching your fuck buddy's hot, slutty roommate finger fuck herself. And play with her dildo. Look at you shifting in your seat. It turned you on, didn't it? It made you rock fucking hard again, huh? I know it did. Wasn't that why you went back for round two? Waking her up and making her scream over and over again for the rest of the night. Just answer me this one thing. Were you thinking about me when you fucked her the second time? Were you imagining how tight my pussy would feel wrapped around you instead? Or how wet I would be knowing I just came to the sounds of my roomie being ravaged by the same cock? Or maybe how my tits would look as they bounced on that cock of yours. These tits right here. Let me show you. Do you like them? How perky and full they are. Perfectly round, smooth and soft. How about my nipples? You see how hard and erect they got for you? Here, let me crawl over to the couch so you can get a better view. Do you like what you see, Daddy? Go on and touch them. I don't bite. Unless you want me to. Oh, fuck. That's it. Massage them and push them together. Roll my nipples between your fingers. Fuck. Oh, what's wrong? Why are you pulling away? Why am I doing this? What do you mean? Oh, I wasn't lying. I don't do fuckboys. They're a dime a dozen. Like, go outside and throw a rock. You'll hit at least 50. And even though you, you know, have the looks and the body and the cock of a typical fuckboy, you're unexpectedly loyal and sweet, like, almost innocent. And to tell you the truth, I get absolutely drenched corrupting men like you, so give me your hands again and touch my fucking body while I slip these pants off of you. I just want to see what my roommate is dealing with here. Yeah, come here. Let me just take a look here. Yeah, let me take a look here. Oh, fuck. This is definitely mine now. Definitely fucking right. Oh my god, look at it. Look, can barely get my fucking hands around it. Ah, fuck. I love feeling you get harder in my hands. Look at that. Oh, look at you. Mm-mm-mm. Don't close your eyes, baby. You look at me. Eyes on me. I want you to remember this night whenever you're with her. Now, tell me to suck this fucking cock, baby. More. Make me suck this cock, baby. Come on. Let that inner fuckboy out. I know he's in there. Just tell me what you want, baby. Say it. Remember, use your fucking words, baby. It's all you have to do. I want you to remember how I look swallowing your cock. How it feels to have my lips wrapped around it. How my lip gloss just smears all across it. Yeah, like that. My spit mixing with your pre-cum, making your cock glisten and shine. Fuck, your cock is so fucking thick. It's stretching my mouth. Tell me, am I better than her? Am I a better cocksucker than my little roomie, daddy? Yeah, I'm sure you're just saying that just so I'll keep going, huh? Good answer. Do you want to hear a little secret, baby? I have sucked and fucked all of her past hookups. And you know what else? They never go back to her. I am a bad girl, stealing cocks from my slutty roommate. Do you want to know why so many men leave her for me, daddy? It's because I can do this. Fuck, I love when you groan like that. Does that feel good, sliding down my throat like that? You like that, daddy? I know she can't deep throat you like I can. Can't be what you want her to be. I know you. I know you want more. I hear how you talk to her at night. How you dominate my pathetic roomie. And I know you'd love to break her, turn her into this perfect little fuck toy, but she's too fragile. I hear the frustrations at night when you fuck her into the mattress. You want more, don't you, daddy? Here I am. Show me the real you. Show me how you really like it. I fucking dare. That's it, daddy. You like choking me with your cock. Fuck my needy throat like a pussy, baby. Harder. I can fucking take it, baby. I can take it. I'll be your every fantasy. Just fucking take what you want from me. Is that all you got? Huh, daddy? Is that all you fucking got? What? Here, I thought you knew how to use that fat cock of yours. Oh, fuck. Fuck. break me already. I fucking dare you to. Oh, fuck. Maybe my roommate is a perfect match for you after all. Yeah. If you want me to shut the fuck up, then shut me the fuck up with that cock of yours, baby. Oh, yeah, that's it, baby. Put your hands in my hair. Yeah, like that. I want you to get fucking primal with me, baby. Get feral. Yeah. Fuck, do that again. That got me so fucking wet, baby. Yeah. Rub my hands. Right here. Put your hands around my throat again. So you can feel your cock sliding down my throat. Yeah. Fuck, that is so fucking hot. Oh, God. God fucking damn it. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it, Daddy. Throw me over the fucking couch. I want you to be rough with me. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Oh, is that what we're doing? Yeah. I know you want to use me, baby. I want you to fucking use me. Oh, I'm a very bad girl, Daddy. Why don't you show me what you can do with that cock, baby? Just fuck me already. Okay? Yeah. Just fucking use me like I know you fucking want to. Yeah, come on. Oh, that's it. Fuck. Oh, feels so fucking good, baby. Oh, yeah, that's right. Stretch me out, baby. Fuck. Yeah, give it to me. Fuck. Don't be gentle with me. I want you to fucking use me. Do you hear me? Yeah, like that. Yeah. Oh. You like that tight little pussy, Daddy? Yeah. Fucking prove it. Oh, fuck. That felt so fucking good, Daddy. Yeah. You're gonna ruin this pussy, you keep it up. Just split me in half. Oh, it felt so fucking amazing. But I'm not done with you. And I know you're not done with me, are you? Yeah, not yet. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I know you didn't want to stop. But keep going. Why don't you slide it in my ass like I know you fucking want to? Oh, yeah. Fuck. I know you want to use me, baby, and I fucking love it when you do. Yeah, just give it all to me, baby. Yeah. I know you've been wanting to fuck me in my ass for the longest time, Daddy. Come on, give it to me. Oh, you are stretching me out. Fuck. Just treat me like the dirty fucking whore I am, baby. Fucking punish me. Oh, wait, slow down. Slow down, baby. I know you want to savor this moment. No good it fucking feels, don't you? Come on. Oh, you want to come in my ass. Come on. Come on. Fuck. Oh, it felt so fucking good, baby. I love how primal you got, pulling my hair and smacking my ass. Fuck. Oh, it felt so fucking good, baby. But I'm glad you came when you did, because I have no idea when she's going to walk through that fucking door. And you might want to climb off of me and go get yourself ready. I'm going to hop in the shower. You need to straighten up and get yourself ready, because I think she's fucking close. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, baby, tonight I'm going to leave my door unlocked, you know, for after when she falls asleep. Because I know you'll be eager to come and claim me again. I'll see you soon, Daddy.